Next, we'll hear a song by Ingeborg Stark von Bronsart. She was born in St. Petersburg of Swedish parents and lived from 1840 to 1913. The wealthy Nicholas von Martinov noticed Ingeborg's talent and enabled her to hear fine operas and other music in St. Petersburg during the winters. She spent summers riding and swimming at his country estate. She began to compose and give concerts when she was 12. Von Martinov was called to the Crimean War, and Ingeborg was left to the care of Adolf Henselt, a friend of Liszt, who soon sent her to study with Liszt at Weimar. When the beautiful young woman of 18 came to Liszt, he expected to hear the mediocre work of some overrated family pet, and was astonished to hear some of her fugues. He could not believe she had written them without aid, so he chose a new theme and asked her to write a fugue on it. She soon handed him a fugue, which he played approvingly. He couldn't resist saying, "You certainly don't look at all like it," to which she instantly replied, "I am very glad I don't look like a fugue." Ingeborg remained with Liszt for 2 years and then spent a few years touring as a concert pianist, performing at the Gewandhaus concerts in 1858 and 59 in Paris, St. Petersburg, and the principal towns of Germany. She had met Hans von Bronsart under Liszt, and the two were married in 1862. They toured a few years, but when he became intendant of the Hanover Court Theater, she was forbidden, by rule, to appear in public. Jerry and Battley is the most successful of Ingeborg's operas. The other two were handicapped by poor librettos. We'll hear a song from Jerry and Battley.